Today we're going to start a three-part series with a guest, and his name is Anthony Zukov, and he is going to talk with us a lot about pollinators. And I must say, Anthony, I want to know a little bit about your background, where you're from, and how you got all the way out here to Western Kansas, to Garden City area. I saw a K-State sticker on your car, so I think that gives me a clue right there. Mm-hmm. But I must say that I met Anthony and got to know about some of the work that he's doing here through what is the official name of the Buffalo Preserve? That's what I call it.
The Friends of the Sandsage Bison Range.
Friends of the Sandsage Bison Range, and you presented a program at our annual meeting in January about pollinators and some of the work that you've been doing out there. On the preserve, and so that's, I know, probably part of why you're here.
Right.
But tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you're here and what you're doing.
Sure. Okay, well, I grew up in the southeast, actually, on the Florida border, and it seems like every few years I find myself moving a little bit more west, so spent a lot of my time in southeast Georgia. I was able to pursue a couple degrees in biology and ecology and had research on the coast there. I found myself in Columbia, Missouri at Mizzou, and I was working for the entomology department there, pursuing mostly agricultural entomology. And then a four years later, I find myself here in Garden City, actually working for the K-State Entomology Department based out of the Southwest Research and Extension Center. And still a bulk of the entomology I do there is agriculturally oriented. However, recently we've been expanding the scope of our research to include pollinators in the landscape, specifically in western Kansas. And even more recently, we're interested in the monarch and monarch conservation in western Kansas.
Yay!
So, yeah. So that's what kind of brings me out here. So basically science has brought me all the way out here.
And a totally different area.
Yes.
Botanically, for sure.
Right.
And probably insect-wise, too.
Yes, very much so.
From Florida and Georgia. Now, that I did not know about you. I mean, that is very surprising to me.
Right.
How are you dealing with this dryness out here?
Oh, well, yeah, the dry air gets to me. I grew up in saturated air and hot temperatures, so I'm definitely still getting used to this after 3 years, but overall I've been really excited. Western Kansas is amazing, as far as speaking about plant communities. A lot of really great native plants out here and plant communities, and over the years I've gotten a really big interest in native plants and native plant communities, and that's kind of been very useful in some of our pollinator work. So very different out here, but really interesting. It's been really fun to learn about all these plants. So.
And your wife also shares your interest in science. What is her background? I've met her and talked with her some at previous events out at the Buffalo Preserve.
Yeah, and her background is very closely parallels mine. So similar story. She was in South Georgia, and she was also pursuing degrees in biology and entomology, and she found her way going to Mizzou, and she got her entomology degree there. Very conveniently, we were both in the same department. And she finds herself here with K-State Entomology as well in Garden City.
Okay.
So similar backgrounds.
What kind of programs do you have with this botanical knowledge that you have available? Do you have anything that our listeners could call up, get questions answered, or maybe get some individual attention?
Right. So, yeah, like you touched on, I guess, with our interest for local plant communities, insects, my wife and I both have been volunteers for the Friends of the Bison, Sandsage Bison Range. And we've been trying since we've been here and been a part of that to get some more public programming going to kind of draw people out to the bison range to appreciate what a great habitat, natural habitat that you can find in Southwest Kansas that the range is. And as far as programming, yeah, in the spring, especially towards the end of May and June, when the plant community really starts to flourish, we do tours to see the wildflowers and to, learn about the landscape and, all the creatures and stuff out there, including the bison. So there'll be a variety of things like that. Basically, we try to do a program each month of the summer just to get out there and appreciate something different. So like I said, wildflowers. Last season, around July or so, we did an evening program to actually blacklight for insects to learn about the insect life of the prairie and the nightlife of the prairie and things like that.
You've also had stargazing.
Yes, and the stargazing program ended up being pretty popular, so
yeah,
that was nice. We're going to do that again.
Okay, so this is all taking place at the preserve just south of Garden City.
Correct.
We have listeners in five states, so if somebody, let's say, in the Texas Panhandle or somebody up close to Nebraska or over into Colorado or the Oklahoma Panhandle would be, have some questions or something, would you be available to visit with them or put them on the track of information
if
they contacted
you?
Yes,
we can do that. We have a website you could find online, and we're pretty active on Facebook. I think that's the main way people find out about us and interact with us. And that Facebook page will have postings on events, and we put up fun facts and pictures of things out of the range. And that's a really great venue for folks if they have curiosities or questions to touch bases there, and then we could go from there. And, you know, I could personally talk to folks and, you know, whatever they need.
What would be the best way to contact you?
Probably through the Facebook page. That's simple and straightforward and easy to get to.
Okay, and how do we do that?
Well, if you go on Facebook and just look for Friends of Sansage Bison Range, it should pop up. Really, if a personal contact, you could get to me through azukoff@gmail.com, azukoff @gmail.com. And I could talk to folks like that, or again, through the Facebook page.
Anthony, thank you very much for our visit today, I look forward to next week. Next week, we're going to be talking more specifically about pollinators in our area and how to attract them and who they are, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Okay.